join me as I join you. Let us praise God and lift him up and exalt him. For our God is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be glorified. We bow before him today. Let us exalt him, hallow him, and say thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for holding us together. Thank you for giving us peace of mind, secure our future and our life, especially where we are standing today in the name of Jesus. For there is no other God beside El Shaddai who is worthy to be praised. As you are here with me today, my name is Apostle Charles of Breakthrough Life Church in Brampton, Ontario, Canada. I welcome you on Moment with Charles. And my topic for today, very excited, is I have the power of God in me. Glory be to God. Which power do you have in you? I have the power of God. I have the power of El Shaddai. And I know you have the power of El Shaddai also in you. So when you're standing there, you can say, in every situation, I have the power of God in me, in the name of Jesus. This way you know that you have the power of God working in you. And you want to bless the Lord and give him all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. And adore him and say, Father, your power is working in me. Your power is moving in me. Your power is changing in me. Your power is transferring and translating in me. And even as I move forward from one situation to the other, I can say boldly, I have the power of God in me. We bless the Lord and we give him praise, for he is worthy to be praised. Let us pray one more time. Father God, we thank you today that your power in me and your power in us enable us to go forward and overcome all our challenges and all our situations. I say unto you that you trouble, you have no power over us. For Christ in us is the hope of glory. And the power of God is moving, working in our life. To this extent, I can boldly say, I have the power of God in me. You have the power of God in you. And because you have the power of God in you, you are able to go forward. Let us say this together. We have the power of God in us to go forward, to excel in this life. Say after me one more. We have the power of God in us. Say, I have the power of God in me to overcome my situation, to override the storm of life, to be able to conquer and win the battle of life. That sickness will not overcome me. Say it again. Say, that sickness will not overtake me or overcome me. And the doctor's report has changed to my favor. Why? Because I believe I have the power of God in me. In the name of Jesus. Amen. It is necessary as a child of God to believe that the power of God is in you. Jesus said, I've given unto you all power and all authority given to Christ. He has transferred it unto us. And for that reason, it doesn't matter what the enemy does. We can boldly say, Christ in us is the hope of glory. And the Bible says, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We have the strength of God in us to overcome and overtake and outlast that situation in Jesus' name. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. For God is with us. Christ is moving on our behalf. And he's bringing a change into our situation in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that anyone that is watching today, your power is upon him or her. And you're bringing him or her under leadership, under your control and command in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord's presence go with you. May his power, his authority, his presence surround your life. And don't forget one more time, you have the power of God in you, in your stomach, in your head, in your eyes, in your joint, in your muscles, in your hands. And say, I have the power of God in me to overcome in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, amen. I cannot wait to see you on the next episode. Bye for now.